This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And without wasting any time, we do have him on the line joining us live. Vico, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm doing amazing, man. How's the weather that side?
Hey, man. Hey, my cars. I'm feeling your band. Very cold, man.
Firstly, thank you very much, Vito, for joining us for this interview today.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're going to start from, since we have already played a single, maybe you can tell us more about it. I know I can see what it's featuring, Umay 10. Maybe tell us about this single.
Well, I mean, the song is like a song that I did when I just came back from Nigeria.
Okay.
So I had a trip with my friends and my manager. We like went there for like a media run. So I just, when I got there, I just had, like, I learned the culture, you know, the language, the food. So when I came back, I'm like, you know what, let's try make a song that's like, make some pidgin in it. So tuturimi is like a term in Nigeria. It's like a pidgin English term, which means someone is arousing you, like they tickling you, they make you feel a certain way. And then, yeah, man, that's how the song came about. My producer played a guitar. And then I was like, yo, I like that guitar. I think I have something. And then I started coming up with melodies. And then, yeah, from there, we got Totoremi, the hook. And then Mayten came through with the verse. And then, yeah, man, that's how it came about.
Yeah, and it's an amazing song. I love because you're saying you were just out of South Africa. Because I can hear what the sound is like, Afropop somehow. It's that kind
of
sound.
Yeah, Afrobeats, yeah.
Yeah, Afrobeats, yes. But now, yeah. You released this song, but now I want us to take us back. You need to take us back because we all start somewhere. Grew up
In
Ogoni Park in Tembisa. How did you get into music?
Well, I started doing music back in primary school. I was like 13 years old. I started in I was singing for a school choir.
Yes.
And then I remembered I had this other friend of mine. He always used to like play beats on the table, abo desk, abo. So always playing those beats, and then I was just like seeing ingoma zabantu, like I'll just put, I'll mix who's this Justin Bieber and Lil Wayne, and then make it seem like it's my song, and then others would say, ah, that's not your song, and then I was like, you know what, I think I should start writing my own music, and then from there, man, started writing music, you know what I mean?
Ah, nice, man. Now you, an independent artist, yes. And also, you're doing Afrofusion. That is where I want us to get into. Maybe explain that sound for us, maybe to some of our listeners who might not understand. What is Afrofusion?
Okay, so before I go there, I think I also can't hear you properly. I think your volume is low.
Ah, sorry. What about now?
I'm still.
Okay, we're going to try. Okay, maybe we're having some technical issues, but what I'm asking about is the Afrofusion, the sound.
Maybe
you could explain the sound for us.
Okay, well, Afrofusion is like, let's say I'm mixing different sounds, African sounds, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like I'm mixing amapiano and Afro beats, to be precise, yabo? And then you get your Afrofusion. And then also, but with mine, it's like I also add a little bit of hip-hop in it, because I started as a rapper, yabo?
Okay.
Yeah, so like it's just a fuse of different sounds. It's like fusing different sounds. So that's how we come about Afrofusion.
Oh, nice, man. And also, you're speaking about hip-hop. Maybe what made you get into other genres? Because they are very different from hip-hop, very far from hip-hop. We speak of amapiano, Afrobeats.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe what made you be like, okay, I've done hip-hop, but now I want to jump into the sound?
Okay, so the reason why So one thing about me, right, I don't like to box myself in and say I'm a rapper.
Yes.
So because once I do that, it means I can't do other genres. You know what I mean? So I was like, nah, man, let me not box myself in. Because I'm different. I know I'm talented. Like, music is in me. You know what I mean? So I'm like I told you, when I started, I mixed who's this Lil Wayne and Justin Bieber and made it seem like it's mine. You know what I mean? So it's like I can sing when I want to. I can rap when I want to. And also I'm open to new ideas. You know, so that's how, so with that said, yeah, man, that's just how it is.
Oh, nice, man. Maybe because you've traveled also, maybe if you can just at the top of your head, maybe just one artist there which you'd like to collaborate with.
So I was always looking forward to collaborating with Rest in Peace, AKA, you know, because, like, yeah. AKA is, like, a phenomenal artist, and he's, true. Like, he knew the culture and his food, you know what I mean? But for now, I'd say I'm looking forward to working with Nasty C.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And maybe diving into Africa, maybe going outside of South Africa.
Wizkid. I'd like to work with Wizkid.
Ah, nice, man. That's an amazing artist, by the way.
And yeah, also, for sure.
This one is because we played the song May 10, but maybe now, is there any music that is coming out that we must expect?
Yeah. I'm going to be releasing. So the plan now is to, like, release a song every month. You know what I mean? Like, release a single, since I'm independent, you know, like, to just create a fan base. Like, I'm going to release singles every month. And then as time goes by, I release an EP. You know, I just want to be consistent and just feed my fans with music as much as I can, you know, and not stop. So, yeah, the plan is just to release every month, like, release a song every month, you know, and push it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of, because you just mentioned it, being independent, is that like was a plain choice, or maybe that certain deal that you're looking for hasn't come off yet?
Well, I was under a record label before, like one of the biggest record labels in South Africa, which is Open Mic, right?
Oh.
So, there were certain things that were happening there. And then... I'm grateful for them because I got to learn a lot about the music industry and the music business, you know, contracts and whatsoever. So, but now I had to, like, leave because of certain things that, like, we had misunderstandings with, you know what I mean? Like, there were certain things that they were not doing. They made a lot of promises, but they never kept, you know. So I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to leave now and just do things my own way, because gladly, and I'm grateful that I got to, like, make connections, you know what I mean, while I was there. I got to meet up with people that today they're still willing to help me, you know what I mean? Oh. So, yeah, man. Now I'm independent.
Yeah. Nice, man, because you've, like, experienced both worlds, being in a
label
and also being independent. Maybe any message that you would like to pass along to someone who's upcoming?
All I can say, man, is keep doing your thing, you know, work. You don't really need a record label, but you do need that financial backup. I'm not going to say it's easy, you know what I mean? But the best thing you can do for yourself is just keep doing it, and don't let anybody tell you can't do it, you know what I mean? Yeah, just keep making music, putting it out there, man, promoting your music, because you are your best, like, marketer, you know what I mean? You have social media, dog. So just do that thing. Just post that video on TikTok. Promote that video on TikTok. One good ear is going to hear you and want to invest in you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Just do your thing. And always pray. Never forget God, you know. Stay prayed up.
Ah, nice, man.
Yeah.
And also, before we let you go, how can people book you or find you on social media? Also, your music as well.
Okay, so my music is available on all digital platforms at Virgo. V-I-I-R-G-O. And then you can find me on social media on Instagram at Virgo_SA, VIIRGO_SA. Same applies to all the other platforms. And then if you want to book me, there's an email on my Instagram bio. So yeah, man, that's what's up.
Ah, nice, man. Vico, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio, man. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.